Chicago needs a new superhero. Are you ready for the superhero that's going to change everything?
Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it is what it is. Best podcast on the planet, because I'm the best podcast host. You're watching the one and only, the CVMK Show. Y'all, look, connect with us, subscribe, YouTube. One word, four letters, CVMK, where it goes down, is what it is, underscore show on the ground, CVMK underscore global. We have an amazing episode. You know why it's amazing? Because we have somebody doing something that needs to be done. Changing the world of comic book heroes. And he said he wanted to be on the show. So I'm super excited about bringing this brother on. He's going to tell me what he's created. Tell me he's going to try to challenge DC and Marvel. Is going down on the CVMK show. After we return, we're going to be back with the man, the myth, the legend. So we can learn more about his story. Stay tuned. Ujiana Robinson.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you, man. Look, I appreciate you, you know, being on the show.
I appreciate you for letting me be on it.
Yeah, man. So, you know, tell us about your story. You created this urban superhero. He's supposed to be a superhero based in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Why did you want to go down this route? You know, when you think about comic book heroes, a lot of times they don't look like people like you and I. What inspired you to do this?
Well, what inspired me to write this is actually a novel. It's going to be a four-part series, and I'm actually spinning it into a comic book after it. But what inspired me to write this book or to create this character, because I always felt like Chicago never had a superhero. We never had nothing. So, like, if you look around, New York had the Ninja Turtles, Metropolis had Superman, then you had the X-Men, you had the Hulk here, then you had different characters everywhere else, but you didn't have nothing for Chicago. And I felt like with all the violence and crime that's going on in the city, why not Chicago have its own superhero or vigilante himself? So I took it upon myself to create this character, because what ended up happening, something happened on the east side on 79th and Exits one night. So whatever happened, it prompted me the next day to get up and write this story about this character, what it would be like if Chicago had its own superhero or vigilante.
You know, I think that's good, right? I think we need new superheroes, right? I think the same old stories have been told. I just got off a Bible study and I said, look, you know, these stories are written, but we need new stories. It's not like we need, you know, we need to see ourselves and how God wants to work through us. And, you know, Chicago is such a interesting landscape, you know, that deserves his own vigilante, right? Deserves his own superhero. Yeah. So, you know, why not the Marvel route, right? Why not the DC? You know, when I kind of came across this, it's definitely a Chicago thing. It's a little darker, right?
Yeah.
But I think you're trying to reflect the grittiness and the realness of the city. What makes this superhero different than the other superheroes out in that universe?
Well, what makes this superhero, the superhero name is DeJuan Mitchell. What made DeJuan Mitchell different from everybody else? Because it wasn't no tragic accident that prompted him to become a superhero. Like Batman, Bruce Wayne, parents got killed in front of him.
Right.
Superman was a planet got blew up, and he came to the Earth, and then you got Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider, and he got his power. But this character here, it was somebody that got tired of all the crime and violence in the neighborhood, and wanted to do something about it. And more he went out and did something about it, he engaged in different crime activities, and once he dug deep in, he realized it was a big cartel that was in the city that was flooding the neighborhood with drugs and guns.
In the neighborhood,
and it would make the city be violent the way it was. So him prompting that, doing that, it caused him to gather up a gang of other people that felt like how he felt, and it became a team of vigilantes that went to clean up the south side and the east side.
I like it. I think every superhero needs supervillains, right? So when we come back, yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the nemesis and the foes that he faces.
Okay.
After a quick word from our sponsor.
Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. I got with me Transform, the vegan protein. This is in vanilla. I have vanilla and chocolate. I want y'all to get y'all's down. You trying to get those muscles? Spring is here.
Muscles.
Spring. And I need you to get the body that you can have. You know how you do it? www.cvmkglobal.store. Go there. Click on signature supplements. Get your stack on. www.cvmkglobal.store. All right. You want to foes, enemies. Batman has the Penguin. Batman has Joker. Superman has Lex Luthor and all the aliens of the world and all the DC villains. Iron Man has, you know, the aliens and everybody else that he has to deal with. Yeah. Spider-Man has Kingpin. Who does your superhero have for a villain?
Well, my superhero has for a villain is called, his name go by the name of William Draco. William Draco is a twin of Gillian Draco, and the Draco family is a big-time Jamaican drug cartel that is expanding out from Jamaica to the States, and now they're basically in Chicago taking over the drug market.
Gotcha. So your superhero, he's trying to fight crime, trying to keep drugs off the street, trying to deal with all that. I mean, is there like a plot twist? Is like he related to the Draco family? Is there something that's coming on the horizon?
Well, it's coming on the horizon with that one. They don't know that William Drake has a twin.
Oh, okay.
I'm bringing a twin into part two because they, you know, I don't want to get a story out, but they know they defeated the first twin in the first story, so. When I write the second book, the second twin is coming in to finish off the job and get revenge for his brother.
Mm. Okay, let's do this. Let's say, you know, I think Chicago needs a superhero. The thing catches fire. What is the goal, right? Is the goal to get this on the big screen? Like, is that the aim or is the goal? Like, what's the goal for you?
Well, the goal for me is to make it a live series, a live action series, and probably, perhaps in the near future, become a movie. But right now, the aim and the goal is to have a live series. Like I said, everybody and every superhero in every city has a series and had their own hero, except for Chicago.
True.
And I believe this will be a good look for Chicago because it actually brings you into the underworld of Chicago. It actually shows you how grimy and gritty the city can get. You know, all the stories that I hear wrote in the book is actually a real story that happened in the city. What I just did was make a character that would come in and diffuse everything. But mostly everything you read about in the book actually really happened. I just changed the names around and stuff like that. But these were actually real events that happened in the city that I just wrote. I wrote in this book, and I wrote a whole story out of it.
That's ingenious. I think you're onto something, man. I think you didn't caught, you know, fire and about to hit gold. When we get back, you know, I want to talk about the struggles of getting, you know, this the brand awareness, building the brand awareness. How do we get, you know, to this? You know, how do we make it, you know, a national phenomenon? You know, I think taking real life stories, right, things that, you know, you hear on the news, on the local news, and things you don't hear on the news, and basically creating an alternate universe where justice can be really enacted and prevailed is admirable and is entertaining and it is needed. After these quick break from our sponsor, we're going to get into a man, Yana, because we want to learn more about this superhero. Because it goes down on the CVMK show after this quick word.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CVMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
Y'all, www.cbmkglobal.store. I'm telling y'all, y'all missing it. Y'all missing it. Goes down www.cbmkglobal.store. All right, you wanna, have written this novel. Your goal is to turn it into an animated, but a TV series. And then from a TV series, hopefully a big screen project, right?
Yes.
When you first embarked on this journey, did anybody reach out for like support? I mean, like, what was the path like to get this thing out and to get it available to purchase?
Well, when I first started writing it, it was just like a hobby. But my brother, which is my producer, he started seeing me being real serious about writing this story. And then he told me, like, bro, you really got something. We can push it. This is something that people need to read and see about. So I didn't really pay it on mine. So I just kept writing. And more and more I told people about the story. And what the story was about, the more definitely more and more people were telling me, man, bro, you need to go in and put this out there. You really got something. You need to put it out there. We would have put it out there. So when I finally thought and really had a good thought about it, I decided, like, you know what, let me go ahead and push this thing out to see where it can go. So I got more serious about it and finally got it done. And I finally put it out. I mean, the response of it was good. I mean, the first week, I sold out my first shipment in the first my first shipment of books in the first week.
Oh wow!
And it's like it just took on a whole new life of it. So that's how that went about it.
Do you
and more did I talk to my producer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah. I said the more I talked to my producer, he was like, we really got something, we really need to push this out. And I felt like this could be only the beginning of something. And then my producer was like, yeah, we need our own comic books. We need our own Marvel. So that's where we came up with the idea of Hood Tales, because Hood Tales is directed for the urban youth, like who they're not used to reading books. And the way that I wrote this book in a way that people that's in the street can relate to it. So when I wrote the book, I wrote it into the language that we speak. So when you read the book, almost like you're reading a conversation that people would have. And when the people read the book, they actually come back and tell me, like, man, I can actually hear these characters talking in my head because they feel like they read the book.
I like that. All right. So,
I wrote it in a way that everybody would be able to understand what's going on.
That's good. I like it. So, Let me ask you this. You've had success, right? You wanted to create a cultural connection.
Yeah.
How, you know, when it comes to creating a comic universe, there has to be many elements, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to have what I call a first tier, second tier, third tier roster of heroes and villains. Who's coming up behind this person? Who's following up behind the mantle that you've already established?
Oh, well, I guess. Okay, look, I have coming up. It's called Darrell Johnson, the Dog Fighter, the Canine for Hire. Basically, this story is about a boy that was a wimpy kid that got bullied in school and stuff like that. And then a neighborhood dog befriended him and took him around different dogs. And the dog showed him and taught him how to fight. And he became a dog fighter.
Sure. Okay.
Then I have a spinoff of the Vigilantes that's in the Black Hood story. I presented Chicago with their first female vigilante, too. So I'm doing a spinoff story with her. So I got a lot of spinoff stories that I can make with this one story.
Gotcha.
But the dog fight is a different story all of its own. And then later on in the year, I should have my first drama.
I like it. All right, when we return, I'm going to ask if we can connect with Yana and buy the book and how they can support you. That's a quick word from my break.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower Pre-Workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower Pre-Workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store, the Black Wolf of Chicago. Yana, where can they buy it, man? Where can they connect with you?
Well, you can buy the book off of Amazon and Kindle, and you can buy the book at Cracker Comics on Madison Estate. You can buy it also at Chicago Comics on Clark Street, and you can get them personally for me.
Y'all connect.
You can look for me on skinnytheman@instagram.com.
Connect with him on the ground, Skinny the Man. Buy the books at the bookstore. Go to Amazon. Y'all know where Amazon is. Put in the Black Wolf of Chicago. Yeah. Support the brother. It goes down. And where it goes down, I hear the best podcast on God's Green Earth, the CBMK Show, because it is what it is. Yo, connect with us. Instagram, it is what it is, _show. TikTok, CBMK Global. Fan base, CBMK Global. Snapchat, CBMK Global. Instagram, CBMK _Global. CBMK 33. And YouTube at CVMK. And until next time, guys. Thanks.
All right.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.